Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekend discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Well, my guest today is J.J. Suarez, an engineer. I got to know the company back with a very good friend, Kiko Custodio, who we worked on in various business deals and in export area that at that time the company, the partnership was interested in doing. Kiko unfortunately died, and that's one of the things we're going to discuss, how that transition took place. But JJ, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jorge. Glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me to participate.
Well, the first question, usually I start from the beginning, but I think the first question is, where is CSA Architects Engineers? Where does it stand now in terms of size, in terms of operations, in terms of what you achieved as a company?
Well, just a brief description of the company. Like you said, we're in the architectural, engineering, construction management, and consulting business. We're doing business, even though we were founded in Puerto Rico 55 years ago, and still have our headquarters in Puerto Rico. We have grown in the last 15, 20 years, and now have presence in the northeast of the United States, specifically New York, New Jersey, Chicago, Cincinnati, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, in South Florida, in Miami and Orlando, out in the West Coast and the East Coast of Florida, in a couple of places.
And this, you have offices in each of these places, or you have projects in these places?
Well, we have offices. We do have projects in other places.
So these are all offices.
These are all offices. Incredible. Where we have some folks that, again, they're all different sizes with different focuses.
But, okay.
We also are in certainly in Puerto Rico, in Panama, in we have offices in Peru and Colombia, Brazil, and Argentina. And I may have missed a few in between.
I think it was the mid-90s that I was discussing with Kiko. I mean, you were already in the States, and you were, you know, we're looking at the expansion. But so what's been achieved, even though I followed you slightly or somewhat, what you've achieved in terms of exporting the expertise and opening offices has been incredible. Right. I really congratulate you on that. How what's the size right now in terms of employment and
we have about 450 professionals, engineers, we have about 50 different disciplines.
Wow.
All kinds of engineering, civil, mechanical, electrical, architectural, construction management, even scientists. We do a lot of environmental.
Even a lawyer, I think.
Or two. I don't keep count. No one is scaring anybody.
That's on the, that's not on the revenue development side.
That's on the
cost.
Overhead, like me.
so you have 400, and then in Puerto Rico.
We have scientists also, biologists, zoologists, even archaeologists.
Wow.
Obviously, people with MBEs, financial background, and lawyers, like you said.
And in the Puerto Rico office,
in
you
Puerto
have
Rico,
about how many?
About 250.
250
yes.
Employees. So I don't think too many people realize what an incredible operation has developed. And how did it start? Did it start in Puerto Rico? How did it all start?
Yeah, the company, again, goes back about 55 years. It was founded by the seed of the company by a company called Burns & Rowe, which was doing some consulting back then with Fuentes Fluviales, or
right.
What is now today the Puerto Rican Electric and Power Authority. And then became Rowe and Associates, then became Custodio Rowe and Associates, You mentioned my dear friend and en paz descanse, Kiko Custodio, with became partners with Keith Rowe of
and these were American Rowe. Engineers,
I yeah, saw, American yeah. engineers,
right?
And then Kiko bought out Rowe and was on his own and founded Custodio and Associates. And then in about 92, while I was in Cincinnati presiding a company called Belcan Engineering, we made a strategic alliance between Belcan and Custodio and Associates. Then we...
And Belcan was an American
was
company
an American
and
firm,
entity. Yeah, you were
right.
just you were working.
Yeah,
with
I was
it,
presiding
yeah.
on the company, and
okay.
we were expanding, and we needed to do some work here in Puerto Rico. So instead of opening an office, we started a strategic alliance with Custodio, and then I left Belcan and went on my own,
okay.
and then I became a partner.
You were then centered in Cincinnati. Were you
yes.
centered in Cincinnati?
Yeah,
okay.
Cincinnati. And then that was in 1996. And back then we were about, you know, 35, 40 people just working in Puerto Rico. And then we developed a strategic plan that basically was focused on growing and investing.
So excuse me, in 96, you entered in a strategic alliance with
No, I was
with
in 92. In 96, and I became full-time.
With
partner of Custodio, and it became Custodio
Suarez
and Associates.
And, Associates. Okay.
And then it became, that led to CSA.
Okay, okay. And that alliance, and then that strategic plan was to grow to
and
what?
And then after that, yeah, we started growing, you know, saying we're going to grow
export
and external. Et cetera. So we grew very rapidly and ended up where, you know, we are today.
So now, when I think back, when I was meeting with Kiko, and we were the International Trade and Services Association, and we're talking about, you know, Puerto Rican entities having to export to there. That's more or less when that strategic
yeah,
plan
yeah.
was put together. So
right.
I feel part of this.
you were.
I hadn't realized how that strategic plan was at that moment.
Right.
But so it in terms of where we're going from here, what do
right.
you think?
Well, I think you know, we're going to continue basically with our, you know, mission, which is to, you know, focus and develop markets in which our technical and managerial expertise combined with our cultural affinity with clients in that region provides a competitive advantage for the firm.
In the States, are your clients typically Hispanic, or they're not Hispanic? Goes the whole.
They are the whole
everything.
The whole
so
sector,
but when you're talking about that, then especially, you know, the Panama, the Peru, the Brazil, those are more the cultural Latin roots that.
Right.
Those are
the obvious
ones. Yes.
If you go to a place like Florida or New York or Chicago, where there's a growing Hispanic population. And where the Hispanics have acquired more and more influence in the public and private sector,
mm-hmm.
There we become a value-added proposition to those international organizations or political or government entities that we do business with.
And in terms of carrying out and leading an organization like this, because you're the CEO and you're the leader of it, who else do you bring into the picture in terms of decision making? Is this yourself with, or is this 15 people? How's it structured to create and this leadership, maintain this quality, and continue to grow, which is such a challenge?
Well, we basically have a board, you know, of directors. There's five members, three that are members of the company, or employees of the company,
right.
including myself. And we have two external investors that are members.
And they're investors.
They're investors. They're a private equity firm.
Okay.
That invested in our firm, which allows to grow not only through organic or direct sales efforts, but also through mergers and acquisitions. And we've, you know, acquired like 7 firms in the last 10 years.
Okay. These are stateside firms, Latin American firms?
Both? Primarily stateside.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And they help in terms of the expertise to create the financial
and the capital
and the expertise of putting together these mergers, which can be very complicated.
That was very helpful.
Okay.
We had done some mergers before they came in, but we realized that we needed some help.
Okay.
Not only technical help, but also financial help.
Right.
Because you can use your working capital to do M&As. I mean, you got to use it to run your business.
Okay.
And if you want to do M&A, you got to find other ways of more long-term financing. So that helped. Also, I have a very strong, what we call our lead team. Other people may call it the executive team.
Okay.
Where we have people focused on our business core processes, business development, project delivery, employment empowerment, and planning and managing the whole enterprise.
This is about how many people were
working? We have 7 people.
7
in
so it's relatively lean.
Committee.
5 directors, 7. What do you call executive committee,
right,
or management, executive management? So it's pretty lean.
Yes,
for
then,
400
then below
employees.
That, we have a structure.
Head of marketing, head of this, head of that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And technical level discipline managers, project managers, and obviously a lot of individual contributors.
When you look back over this growth, and of course you came in 92, right? 92?
Yes.
Okay.
Part-time.
Yeah, part-time.
Full-time, 96.
Okay. But you come in 92, so basically, let's take it from there. What would you say was a critical moment, and it could have been a bad one or a good one, but that you lost sleep about, that you look back and you say, I'm glad this thing didn't work out. Very glad this did work out. What can you think of one thing, or has this just been very gradual?
Well, there's a lot of. I don't know if we have enough time
well,
on this program.
Still I that. Well, we can invite you back.
There's a lot of a little insight and a lot of scar tissue in this process.
But is there anything that stands out? Not.
Well,
it's just
I think
just
the best
a lot.
One, the first thing was. Even back in the early ages, when I mean that, I'm not talking about 55 years ago, just talking about in the early 90s. Here in Puerto Rico, we were primarily working in the industrial sector, doing pharmaceutical work and, serving other industrial.
936 started to tank.
Exactly. And then
tell me about it.
We decided that we want to enter into other markets.
Mm, okay.
Doing transportation work, infrastructure in general.
Right. That was a key decision.
And that was a key decision, and to the point that right now our business overall, not only in Puerto Rico, is 80 to 90% infrastructure work.
Excellent.
I mean, highway, bridges, ports, airports,
okay.
Power, primarily.
Water.
Renewables, a lot of renewables,
yeah.
Water. I think I mentioned ports and airports.
Right, right.
Telecom. And there, again, we not only do the engineering, but also the construction management. And so, the whole model is changing where we not only have to provide now services during the design or the front end, but also team up with contractors to do design build projects. And sometimes even bring in financing to the design build finance. So that brings us into a lot of relationships, not only local, but international relationships, in the States. Chinese companies that are investing in South America, that are looking at people who can serve as a facilitator. It's gotten
very complicated. That's producing an engineering plan. It's now
right.
a whole package exactly. of finance and management and uh-huh. collaboration with all kinds of people.
Exactly.
But we got to take a break and come okay. back, and I basically then want to cover you personally, how you got to where you are.
Okay.
Okay.